الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. موعد My dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you about what I call the secret of happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a religion which is so simple and so beautiful that unless we fall into the trap of shaitan and complicate our lives, life is actually very simple. The secret of happiness is very simple, and that secret is to be happy. That's all there is to it. How can you be happy? By deciding to be happy. And I'll show you how and why. Let me give you examples. There's a friend of mine who I've known for many years, almost now more than 30 years. And one thing about him which I always used to think and noticed is no matter what situation he was in, any time I spoke to him, he would always complain. And he had a career which was one of the best careers that you can imagine. He worked for some of the top companies in the world. But every time he phoned him, he said, I said, how are you? He said, kya bata yaar, wo aisa hai, wo aisa hai. Even the tone of the voice itself, I mean, you don't need to know the language. I mean, somebody speaks like that, what is he talking? He's not, you know, he's complaining. So always this complaint, that I have to work so hard and this and that and there is no time and so on and so on. Then I heard some time back that he retired. So I called him the other day. I said, how are you? He said, koi kaam hi nahi hai. He said, I have no work at all. I am simply sitting at home. I said, all your life you grumbled that you had no time and that you had to work so hard. Now you retired. You have time. So now you are grumbling that you have no work. You know, so there is no state of, irrespective of what it is, there is always some reason to complain. A man came to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was speaking and he was talking about the importance of shukr. So a man came to him and he finished it. He was outside the masjid. The man came to him and he said, look at me. What do I have to be grateful for? He said, look at me. I am poor. I am destitute. I don't have clothes to wear. I am begging for food and so on and so forth. What is it that I can be grateful for? You are saying, have shukr. What do I have to have shukr? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, can you pass water, can you urinate without pain? He said, yes. He said, be grateful to Allah for that. And subhanAllah, just imagine, ask somebody who has UTI, urinary tract infection, what would he like to do? Supposing you tell him that all the problems that you told me about, all of these will be solved, but this UTI you will have for the rest of your life. What would you like to do? Would you prefer that? Maybe your house leaks, so we say, okay, your leak will stop. Maybe your current electricity doesn't come on too well. We say, okay, from today, you will never have a power outage. Even if the whole city, whole world has no electricity, there will be power in your house. Right? Maybe your car is not working too well. Your car will be fine. All your problem will be solved, but you will have urinary tract infection. And every time you go to the toilet, it will be like you are catching fire. And that will be with you for the rest of your life. Will you accept that? Somebody came to Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu was in the market and he was wearing a thobe which was not in a great condition. So the man came to him and he said, why are you dressed like this? And these are in the days of the futuhat. These are the days when there was money, there was plenty of money. So the man said to Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he said, why are you dressed like this? And he said, yesterday I saw you and you had three thobes. He was going somewhere, he had on his arm. He said, you had three thobes. So what happened to that? Why are you dressed like this? So Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu said to him, yes, I had three thobes, but I found three people who needed them more than me, so I gave them. And then he said, seriously, tell me. He said, I have this one which I wear on a daily basis. He said, I have one more which I wear on Jummah. Right? He said, I have a goat which gives me milk. He said, I have a donkey which I ride. He said, is there anything else I need? He said, seriously, he said, he's asking him. He said, I have this one thobe which I wear on a daily basis. I have one more which I wear for Juma, which is a, you know, nicer one. He said, I have a goat which gives me milk. And he said, I have a donkey which I ride. He said, do I really need anything more? Do I really need anything more? The Sahaba of Rasulullah. And among the Sahaba, who is Abu Dharr? Abu Dharr Ghifari is among the Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. Among the first of the Sahaba to come into Islam. Abu Dharr Ghifari is the man on whose da'wah the entire tribe of Ghifar became Muslim. Not one person. Whole tribe, big tribe of people. And all bandits and highway robbers, they became Muslim. And because they became Muslim, another tribe called Aslam, they became Muslim. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Medina. And there was this commotion. It was the people went and said, and there is an army marching into Medina. So there are people who are coming, and there is an army, they are marching into Medina. And they said, somebody is attacking Medina. Until someone saw Abu Dharr Ghifari, they said, there is Abu Dharr with them. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled and he said, keep quiet, don't worry. If Abu Dharr is with them, there is no problem, just relax. Abu Dharr Ghifari came, radiallahu anhu. And who did he bring? He brought the whole tribe of Ghifar, he brought the whole tribe of Aslam. They all came, Ya Rasulullah, we have come to accept Islam. One thobe for everyday wear, one thobe for Juma, one goat, one donkey. There was a king who had a son, the prince, who was always grumbling, always crying, and always moaning and groaning and always complaining. So they went to, always in a state of depression, always the man was depressed. So they went to this Hakim, that Hakim, all kinds of Hakim, and they said, do something for this. He is a prince, he is the heir apparent, he is the Wali ul Ahad. How can we have a king who will be like this? I mean, now itself is the problem. When he becomes king, what will happen to him? This whole country, what will happen to us? So they said to the Hakim, they said, please give some medicine, you know, let him get out of the depression. So they tried all kinds of medicine. Finally, they went to a very, very famous Hakim. And Hakim said, you see, this is an issue not of medicine. It's an issue in the mind. And he said, it's a very simple cure for this sickness of depression and sadness. He said, cure is, he said, give him the shirt, the thobe, the shirt of a man who is happy. That's all. Give him the shirt of a man who is happy. So these people said, oh, Alhamdulillah, that is not a difficult thing. His father is the king of the country. I mean, he obviously is happy. Yeah? So they went to the father. They said, see, we have got the cure now. Alhamdulillah, your son will be fine. Just give your shirt. He said, why my shirt? He said, because the Hakim said, give him the shirt of a man who is happy. So the king said, I have got people like you as my people. He said, you think I am happy? He said, how can I be happy with people like you as my riaya? He said, I'm not happy. Go find somebody who's happy. So they went into, they went to the ministers and the nobility and this one and that one and the business people and a whole country, they searched and searched and searched. And find me one man who's happy. And they could not. They go to every person. He said, are you happy? The man said, yeah, I'm happy, but you know, I got this problem, that problem. No, we can't. We want someone who has no issues. He's happy, a happy man. We want a happy man. They could not find a single happy man. So as they were coming back, obviously this became big news. So people are, so as they were coming back, somebody said to them, he said, you know, there is a garden there, and in that garden, there is a gardener who works. And whole day we hear him singing the manajat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is, you know, he sounds like he's a happy man. We don't know, but you know, he's whole day, he's only doing this. So they said, well, let us try. So they went to the fellow. There's this gardener, he's watering the garden and all that, you know, he's got one lungi, he's tied his lungi and he's watering the garden. And so they called the man, he said, they asked him, I said, are you happy? He said, I'm very happy. He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, you have a problem? He said, no problem at all. I said, I'm very happy. They said, you are the man we want. This is the issue.
He then they asked him, have you got any gham, any sadness? He said, I have no gham. Absolutely no gham. Koi gham nahi wala. So they said, then you are the man we want. Said, please, for the sake of the king, give us your shirt. So the man said, shirt? He said, shirt. He said, Allah ne wo gham bhi nahi diya wala. He said, even that gham I don't have. He said, I have no shirt. He said, even that problem I don't have. He said, Alhamdulillah. When my father was in his last illness, and we went to take him to the hospital, and I still remember to this day, every time the doctor came to see him, and he was himself a doctor, but any time the physician came to see him, and he said, Dr. Beg, how are you feeling? My father would say, Alhamdulillah, I am very well. Until one day the doctor said, if you are Alhamdulillah very well, why are you here in this hospital? My father said, Alhamdulillah, I am very well. Said, whatever I have got, you look at that and you give me, you know, whatever medicine you want. But don't ask me to, I will not complain. Oh Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I am very well. My brothers, I want to remind myself and you, the secret of happiness is to be happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created his mind in such a way that we cannot simultaneously look at two opposite things together. So you decide what you want to look at. There is nobody, absolutely nobody, there is not a single person, living or dead, good or bad, rich or poor, Nabi or Firaun, who had a life which was either completely full of happiness or completely full of sadness. Get this absolutely clear in your mind. Not a person, living or dead, rich or poor. And I'm saying deliberately, Nabi or Fir'aun, good or bad, who had a life which was all sadness or all happiness. Every person in the world has a life which has some sadness and some happiness. Everyone, including Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya had lives which actually had far more sadness than happiness. Far more sadness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi has been tested and tried, and no one has been tested and tried more than me. Yeah? But if you ask people, was Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was he a man in depression or was he a man who was very happy? What would you say? All the hadiths related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all have hadiths of happiness. We saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was satisfied, he made shukr, always kalimat shukr on his tongue. And a man who used to eat one day and didn't eat one day, and they asked him, and he said, I asked my rabbi, I said, Ya Allah, give me food one day so I make shukr, and give me, let me fast one day so I have sabr. Our problem is all these have become stories for us. Stories, entertainment value at the most. We tell the story, if anything, we cry a few tears, and then as soon as you leave the masjid, then you are worried about, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Make tawbah. You want to know what is wrong? Leave here, go to Syria, go to the refugee camps in Turkey. You want to know what is wrong? Right now, go to the refugee camps in Turkey, go to Egypt. Yeah, you feel bad about yourself, go to Egypt. Seriously, that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in this dunya, look at people who have less than you. And for the akhirah, look at people who have more than you. And you don't have really, if we live in a country where you don't have to go to Egypt to see what is wrong. You can, it's right here. It is right here next to our houses. You don't have to go anywhere to see people living in conditions which even your dog does not live in. I'm not exaggerating. You know this and I know this. Even your pet cat, your dog, lives in conditions which are better, far superior than the conditions in which other human beings, including other Muslims, are living in this same city of Hyderabad. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I will take you and show you the dogs in Muslim homes, and I will take you and show you the Muslims in Muslim homes. That's a challenge and a guarantee to you. Your dog has a life which is far superior to the life of another Muslim in the same city. You want to be happy? Be happy. Khalas. There's no great secret. Focus on the good things in your life. Focus on the positive things in your life. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. As far as the negative things are concerned, do whatever you can do to change that. And then ignore it. Your call. Do it or don't do it, it's your life. But I'm telling you what I do and I'm telling you what I advise you to do. Of the negative, change what you can. And what you cannot change, ignore. Ignore it. Now, Shaitan will tell you, this is not real. We have to be realistic. How is looking at positive any less realistic than looking at negative? Yeah? Let me repeat that so you can repeat it to your Shaitan. How is looking at positive less realistic than looking at negative? Except that looking at positive will make you happy. Looking at negative will make you sad. If you are happy, Shaitan is sad. If you are sad, Shaitan is happy. Your choice. Who do you want to keep happy, Shaitan or yourself? That is the reason why every time I read this ayat of Surah Ibrahim, وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى سَيَقُولُ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said, if you thank me for what I have given you, I will enhance that for you. And every time I read this ayah, I remind myself that this refers definitely inshallah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat, but it refers to a very simple psychological fact. Whatever you concentrate on increases in importance, whatever it is. Interestingly, this is the theory on which all sorts of pain balms are based. The theory of counter pain. You have a headache, you put something on your forehead, you put a balm on your forehead, which is made of menthol and eucalyptus oil and so on. What does it actually do? It creates irritation in the skin. So you get this feeling of burning or feeling of coldness or whatever it is on your skin, and your mind is diverted to that sensation away from the sensation of the headache. So you say, my headache went away. Headache didn't go anywhere. Your headache is still there. But your attention got diverted to something else. That's all it is. And that's the theory, psychological theory of counterpain. Create something else which takes the attention away. How to be happy? Be happy. Ignore the negative. If you can change it, change it. If you can't change it, ignore it. Makes absolutely no sense when you can't change something to go on harping about it over and over again. It will only make you more and more and more depressed. Nothing else. It is not going to change because you are moaning and groaning. And it will only make you more depressed. And it takes your attention away from all the good things you have in your life. And that, believe me, is a very, very stupid way of living. I want to share this with you. The secret of happiness is be happy. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the importance of shukr. How to be happy? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. And that's why I gave you examples from the lives of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. And I gave you examples from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no better example to give. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us. Anything which is negative, try to change it if you can. If you can't change it, ignore it. Khalas. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us great happiness in this dunya wal akhirah. and to take away all sadness and to ensure that we live a life where we are constantly in a state of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه برحمتك يا رب.